excited about is in the process of turning into a creep. We try to come up with some explanation for why they're behaving that way. Any explanation, no matter how ridiculous, than the one explanation that's the truth. He's just not that into me. That's why we've included questions from women taken from real situations. They represent the basic excuses we all use that keep us in situations far longer than we should be. So listen, enjoy, and hopefully learn from other women's confusion. And above all, if the guy you're dating doesn't seem to be completely into you, or you feel the need to start figuring him out, please consider the glorious thought that he might just not be that into you. And then free yourself to go find the one that is.
Introduction by Greg. So I'm sitting in the writer's room at Sex and the City, pondering my good fortune to be the only straight male on the predominantly female writing staff. Actually, I'm just eating a cookie. When the writers begin talking about the guys that they're seeing. This is a common occurrence as it's part of the writing process for a show that explores romantic relationships. It's endlessly fascinating. I know that sounds sarcastic, but I'm being for real. So on this particular day, one of the ladies pipes up with,
"Greg, you're a guy."
She is very observant, this one, for I am indeed a guy. Then she says,
"So I've been seeing this guy. Well, I think I have."
I know the answer.
"See, we went to a movie and it was great. I mean, he didn't hold my hand, but that's cool. I don't like to hold hands."
Still know the answer.
"But afterward, he kissed me in the parking lot. So I asked if he wanted to come over, but he had a really important meeting in the morning, so he didn't come over."
Come on, are you kidding me? Know it. So I asked, "Have you heard from him?"
"Well, that's the thing. This was like a week ago."
Now you should know the answer.
"And then today, he emails me and is like, why haven't I heard from you?"
I stared at her for a moment while the answer was bursting out of my eyeballs. Oh, ladies, you make me so mad sometimes. Here is this beautiful, talented, super smart girl who is a writer on an award-winning TV show, a show known for its incisive observations about men, who you would think could have her pick of just about any dude around. This superstar of a woman is confused about a situation that, to me, is so clear. Actually, confused is the wrong word, because she is too smart for that. She is hopeful, not confused. But the situation is hopeless, so I broke the news to her. He's just not that into you. And let me tell you, that's the good news, because wasting time with the wrong person is just time wasted. And when you do move on and find your right person, believe me, you're not going to wish you'd gotten to spend more time with Stinky the Time Waster or Freddy Can't Remember to Call. Look, I am not a doctor, neither real nor imagined, but I am an expert that should be listened to because of one very important thing. I'm a guy. A guy that has had his fair share of relationships and is willing to come clean about his behavior in them. Because I'm a guy, I know how a guy thinks, feels, and acts. And it's my responsibility to tell you who we really are. I'm tired of seeing great women in bullshit relationships. When a guy is into you, he lets you know it. He calls, he shows up, he wants to meet your friends, he can't keep his eyes or hands off of you, and when it's time to have sex, he's more than overjoyed to oblige. I don't care if he's starting his new job as President of the United States the next morning at 0400, that's 4 a.m., ladies. He's coming up. Men are not complicated, although we'd like you to think we are, as in, things are just really crazy right now, I've got a ton of shit going on. We are driven by sex, although we like to pretend otherwise. What? No, I was totally listening. And sadly, and most embarrassingly, we would rather lose an arm out a city bus window than tell you simply, you're not the one. We're quite sure that you will kill us, or yourself, or both. Or even worse, cry and yell at us. We are pathetic. But the fact remains, even though we may not be saying it, we are absolutely showing you all the time. If a dude isn't calling you when he says he will, or making sure that you know he's dating you, then you already have your answer. Stop making excuses for him. His actions are screaming the truth. He's just not that into you. Move on, sister. Cut your losses and don't waste your time. Why stay in some weird dating limbo when you can move on to what will surely be better territory? Don't want to hear it?